It's the Bill Elder Podcast. On this 22nd day of February, 2011, I'm foregoing the traditional introduction. There is disastrous news this morning of an earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand, the second for that poor city. I have friends that live there, friends that live here, that have family there, and thoughts and prayers are with everybody. I'm still waiting to hear back from my friends in Christchurch, and we just keep our fingers crossed and condolences. 65 dead confirmed already. The cathedral has been destroyed downtown. And anyway, it's awful news this morning. Interestingly enough, it should happen on this day. It's what I was going to talk about initially was the information highway, and there was a survey. There's been a couple of books that have been released on this topic, and someone wrote an article this past weekend on NPR's site about the information that we're getting and how much is too much and what we can assimilate. And that what's happened now is that we are at the stage where information moves so fast on the internet and to us that we get news about things that have happened before they happen. Let me explain. Take Michael Jackson's death, for instance. Twitter told us about that 2 hours before we heard anything on traditional news media. So CNN is trying to get the story, but there are people, and you can tell, you know, Twitter is world famous for killing people before they're actually gone. I think Mick Jagger was the most latest. You know, Mick Jagger's died. Well, no, he hadn't died. He's fine. But what happened was you start seeing a trend of different people that are posting, I'm outside of Neverland, I'm at the hospital, I just saw the ambulance go by my house, sort of thing. And then you start saying, okay, something really is going on. And that's sort of what these people are talking about. And so their point is, if people get so much information, because when I was growing up, we used to get one newscast a night from the network, CBS or NBC, and eventually ABC joined in. But Walter Cronkite or Huntley Brinkley would tell us what was going on in the world, and you had your local newscast. Excuse me, got to sneeze. And so what we have, that answers your question, do I stop these podcasts? No. So what we have is all this information that comes at us, and so what people are doing is shutting some of it out. They're picking and choosing what they can deal with and what they can assimilate. And that's what they're accepting. And that's what's brought on these news networks that appeal to various opinions. Like Fox News is more conservative, and NBC is considered to be more liberal. CNN, BBC are, you know, supposedly right in the middle. You have your own opinions of how and where you get your news. But people are picking and choosing the news that closest fits their views, because they just don't want any more information. And sometimes that's dangerous, because if you don't get all the information or all the facts about the stories, or even slanted facts about things, then your view of the world is really not a true one. So it's a really interesting time that we live in, and this there's been a book written, a study that's been done, and it's fascinating to see how all of this is put together. And I did a video that I was going to put up on Bill TV Making 2, and I thought, you know, this would be much better and much easier to put online if I just did it in a podcast. What are your thoughts on this? What about your news? Now, I mostly just don't watch news networks anymore. I'll watch BBC America News because it's usually BBC. I watch CNN occasionally. But opinion, I'm not interested in other people's opinions. Just tell me the fact. And that's what I like the most about BBC, is they're not there to tell you what they think. They're there to tell you what's going on. And that's really because America is all about making the dollar. These people have seen a gold mine by catering to their particular client base, their audience group. And again, I think for information, that's dangerous. But we have the internet, and there's all sorts of places you can go to find out all sorts of things. But lots going on in information today. Again, please keep the people in Christchurch, New Zealand, and around the world that are suffering today in your thoughts and prayers. We'll see you soon.